Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis as we continue in Perek Kol Shah, four blot left to the second parak in Maseches Psachim. So today we get to various other issues related to matzah and whether one could be Yotzei, the mitzvah matzah, with various types of matzah. So we'll start with the third to last line, Amar of Asi on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Isa Shel Maiser Sheni. Somebody has Meiser Sheni dough. We already discussed this. What is the halacha? Can one use matzah of Meiser Sheni? Obviously, in Yerushalayim, outside of Yerushalayim, it is aser. One gets into mitzvah habavavera and others issues that we discussed a couple of days ago. What about in Yerushalayim? Could one use an isa of Meiser Sheni? That's a machlokas elsewhere. Whether Meiser Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoha or Mamon Bailim. L'divrei Rabbi Meir. Well, even before we get to matzah, we have a nafkamina of Chala. L'divrei Rabbi Meir, Peturim in Hachala. According to Rabbi Meir, you do not have to take off Chala if somebody is needing a Chala of Meiser Sheni. Why? Rashi goes to Gemara Maseches Kiddushin that Rabbi Meir holds Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu, which might have nafkaminas for marriage as well, if somebody tries to get married with his Meiser Sheni material, Meiser Sheni food, so according to Rabbi Meir, that might not work because it has to be Shel HaChasan before he gives it. So also, Isa Meiser Sheni Peturim HaNachala, and according to the Chachamim, L'divrei Chachamim Chayavim B'Chala, Chayavis B'Chala. According to the Chachamim, one is Chayav and Chala. So that is halacha number one. The Gemara is going to discuss all three of these halachas afterwards, but first we quote them. So first we have the Isa Meiser Sheni, Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Number two, Matzos Shel Meiser Sheni. Here's our question. What if you have matzah Meiser Sheni? L'divrei Rabbi Meir, ein adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa v'pesach. Person is not yotzei their mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. Right, according to Rabbi Meir. Why is that? Rashi points out, even if you don't darshan what we had 2 days ago of oni lashon aninus. No, you still, it sounds like the fact that it's also put alongside these other halachos, that it has an idea to do with yours, with lachem. It can't be, see Rashi, matzah shelo velo shel gavoha. It can't be kachim matzah, matzah shelo velo shel gavoha, as we will talk about. Chachamim say no, you can be yotzei matzah of Meiser Sheni on Pesach. Number two. And number three, esrog shal Meiser Sheni. So what about an esrog of Meiser Sheni? L'divrei Rabbi Meir, ein yotzei bo yidei chavasa v'yantif. You cannot be yotzei your mitzvah of using a Meiser Sheni esrog. L'divrei Chachamim, adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa v'yantif. And the Chacham say you can. So three nafkaminas of Meiser Sheni, the chiyuv of chala, the mitzvah of matzah, and the mitzvah of dalin minin, the mitzvah of esrog. The Rishash here points out an amazing diak. Again, it's such an obvious diak once it's pointed out, but we don't notice it. Why is it, asked the Rishash, that in Nafkamina number two, whether the language of the Brisa is, are you yotzei your mitzvah matzah on Pesach? On Pesach. And in the third Nafkamina, it says, are you yotzei your mitzvah of esrog on Yontif? Shouldn't it say Sukkos? The first one should also say Yantif, or the third one should say Sukkos. Why does Dafka, the Pesach one, say the specific Yantif of Pesach, while Esrog and Meiser Sheni, it says, you're not Yosei on Yantif. Just say you're not Yosei on Sukkos, or on Chag, whatever word the Gemara wants to use. Says the Rishash, because each of these words is really alluding to us something on a deeper level. Let's find the Rishash. Says the Rishash right here, L'chori yipala, madua b'matza hizkir shem haprati mehayantif. By matzah it says the specific holiday, u be'esrog shem haklali, v'lo pirtu b'shem sukkis. Aval, says the Rishash, bov aracha chachmes lashon chazal. Let me tell you the great secret that is hidden in this little difference. V'hu d'mavur, it says at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal, d'lachem lo be'ina rak b'yantif rishon. As we know, you only need lachem, u'lokachtem lachem b'yam rishon. Priyetz hadar. The days of Yantif, one does not need Lachem. V'lachin, and that is why Esrog HaMeiser Sheni, even according to Rabbi Meir, would only be a problem on the first day, and not on the other days. That's why the language of Nafkamina number three is whether you're Yotze on Yontif. Doesn't want to say on Sukkot, because that might have given the impression all the days of Sukkot. It says on Yontif, so we know it's only the first day of Yontif. Lazos Amar Yontif L'sholalam De'enam Nikram Yontif. They are not called Yontif the other days of the Chag. And then by Matzah when it says you're not Yotze, you're Matzah on Pesach, it's coming to include another Pesach. Pesach Sheni. She'eno nikra yantif mikol makom dinav bazeh shavim lepesach rishon. It's not called a yantif. You can't say yantif because then Pesach Sheni would not have been included. There's no Isser Malacha on Pesach Sheni, but it is called Pesach. And that is why, it's just like the Erev Pesach Rishon is called Pesach, Erev Pesach Sheni is called Pesach, and therefore it says Pesach. Again, it says Yantif to limit it. So it's ironic. Yantif you would think is a more inclusive Lashon, and Pesach is a more exclusive. But, says the Rosh Hashanah, he turns everything on its head. Yantif includes only the day of Yantif, the first day, and Pesach includes an extra day, and that is even Pesach Sheni. If you look at Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gilyon HaShas here, Yosef Engel, by the way, we'd love to mention him. I was just reading a little biography, a couple of pages about his life. When he was 14 years old, he once met the Shaul Lumeshiv, right, Yosef Shaul Nathanson. And they were talking and learning, and the way they talked and learning was that each one of them listed off a deeper hamaskel of a Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos. And they went back and forth doing the next deeper hamaskel, going through the entire Masechta. That's how the Bucky Nifla, Rabbi Yosef Engel, you know, how he chazered and how he talked in Torah with those in his league, right? The Shaul Lumeshiv. Then it says that he went and Shaul Lumeshiv quoted a pasuk in Navi anywhere in Tanakh, and he quoted what Rashi says on that pasuk. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gaone Atzum from the previous Dar. Anyway, Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon HaShas notes that maybe it says Pesach to include all the days of Pesach. As we know, as we mentioned from the Vilna Gaon, but it's really a Chizkuni already, based on some Rishonim, that even though there's only a Chiyuv to eat matzah on the first side of Pesach, the Erev Tochlu Matzos, there is a Kiyum to eat matzah every day. Every day, a Kiyum Daraisa, to eat matzah every day of Pesach, even though there is no Chiyuv. So maybe that's what it's including. When it says, a person not Yotze, their Chiyuv on Pesach, right? They're not Yotze, their Chiyuv on Pesach, but the other days of Pesach, you're allowed to use it. You're not Yotzei your Chiyuv, but there's no problem, and you get a Kiyuv. Even through the last day. The Vilna Gaon, that's the one day of the year that Chassidim and Misnagdim, everybody gets together, and there's Achdus and Am Yisrael. And that's the Seuda Sol Mashiach. On the last day of Pesach, there's a minhag for everybody to have an extra Seuda. The Rambam says that every day of Yontif requires Shalosh Seudos. Just like Shabbos. Just like the other halakhas of Yontif are patterned after Shabbos. Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah and others. So too Shalosh Seudos the Rambam holds. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that one does not need to eat Shalosh Seudos on Yontif. But on the last day of Pesach, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to eat an extra meal. It's called Seudos Sol Mashiach by some. They say the Vilna Gaon did it to get an extra meal of matzah. It's the last day of eating matzah. L'shem being included in the mitzvah. So in the Maaseh Rav, in Os Kuf Pei Hei, it's quoted that he ate matzah on the, he had an extra meal. And right after Pesach, though, he went out to buy a beer from a non-Jew in order to make Havdalah on. To show that he was only doing it, l'shem, the mitzvah of eating matzah, and not because, oh, he enjoyed it, so he would eat it right after Pesach also. No, he went out dafka to get some chametz to make Havdalah on right afterwards. Good, so this is just a linguistic issue in this Braisa. Again, the Braisa has the three different applications, nafkaminas, of Maaser Sheni. Chala, Matzah, and Esro. One other Ha'ara, and that is, we're talking about Maaser Sheni here of in Esrog. We mentioned just recently, that Big Machlokas Rishonim, what is included in Meiser and Trumas and Meiser's Daraisa. So we mentioned that Balei HaTosfos and Rashi throughout Shas hold that it's limited to Dagon Tirush V'Yitzar. That's what's beforeshed in the Pasuk. The Rambam expands it. The Rambam says all fruit are Chayav and Trumas and Meiser's Daraisa. Says the Sfas Emes right here. L'chora Mikan Raya the Meiser Ilan Daraisa. We're talking about Meiser Sheni here, and we're talking about Esrogim. Daraisa, not only Daga Tirish V'Yitzar, right, that was by the Matzah, but we're talking about Esrogim. Di Elohavi Elamid Rabbanon, Ein Zem Mamun Gavoa. Right, if it's only Maaser Sheni Durabanan, so if it's, so then on a Daraisa level, it's yours, and then you should be Yotze, you should be able to eat it. It's not Mamon Gavoa. Umiyo Yesh Lomar, but you can always say, says the Sfasemis, Dekein Daraisa Tiknu. Right, you have the Kein Daraisa, and the Rabbanan have the power to knock it out even on a Daraisa level. As we mentioned, a comment of the Sfasemis a couple of days ago also. Avalein Sarach Lezed, here you don't even need to say that. Dekein Yesh Lomar, what it might mean here is, what does it mean? Esrog Maaser Sheni shelakuach bekesef Maaser Sheni shelakach esrog leachol vihigi asukas. You bought an esrog to eat. You wanted to make esrog jelly, and you bought it before sukas. It's with Maaser Sheni money. So on a daraisa, actually not on a daraisa level, the Maaser Sheni money you got from, let's say, according to Rashi and Tosfos, dogatirish v'yitzar. You were mechalit onto money. Now the money as kushas Maaser Sheni daraisa. Then you bought an esrog. So that esrog has kedushas by Sheni Daraisa, even according to the Rashi and Tosfos. So maybe that's what happened. You bought it to eat. V'yigia sukkis, v'rotza latzeis bo, v'gam likros l'charchilo latzeis bo mutter. And even if you wanted to buy it to use it as mutter, kivin da'achragach yachal achlo, because you can eat it after sukkis. Right, an esrog is only tashmishe mitzvah, not tashmishe kedusha. After sukkis, one is allowed to eat the esrog. What about on sukkis? That's a question. The Gemara quotes one of the Amorim that took a bite out of his esrog and then used it. Does that mean that, what about the issue of chaser? What are the issue of lack of hadar? But that's the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. But that is the Pesvas Abbasis Ha'ara here. Is it a riot to the Rambam? Or do we say no, because either Ke'in Daraisa, or maybe it's talking about an esrog that you bought with Maaser Sheni money. And then he just ends off with a question, Vitzarech Iyun Le'inyin Bal Yera'eh. I Maaser Sheni Havi Mamish Shel Gavoha? Kimochala? Do we say Maaser Sheni Chametz? You know, you don't violate? Like the Gemara said earlier in the first parak, you don't violate Hektish because it's Shel Gavoa. So Maaser Sheni, when we say that we're Meir holds, Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, does that mean in the same way as Hektish is Mamon Gavoa? And therefore you'd be Pater from by Rabbi Yamatze? Oh, name, or do I say no? It's not, it doesn't mean Mamon Gavoa so far. Kiva de la Inyan Bal Yeroe, called the Kibo Alav Achrayis over, as we learned, even by Hektish, even by Shel, by non-Jews, right? Remember we machalik between Kachay Bedek Abayis and Kachay Mizbeach. And the Gemara itself was machalik between if you accepted Achrayas or not. We discussed the different Shitas that we showed, how much Achrayas do you need. But either way, Kibol Achrayas you violate. So Imkein, maybe Hu Hadin, Vekol Shekein, Maaser Sheni. De Be'emes, Lekol Hana'a Shebo, Shelo Have. Nehide Mishulchan Gavoa Kazacho, Mikamakom Chashal Akabanim, Kigorim Lamamon, Va'over Bebal Yeroah. And I think you would be over Bal Yirah, says the Sfas Emes, in Purin Haaretz. Again, issue number one, what about Durabanan Da'oraisa issues in terms of Maaser Sheni? And number two is the issue of Bal Yirah. Beautiful. There was one sheet that I did not mention the past couple of times we mentioned this, and that's the sheet of a minority of Rishonim, the Smag and the Yireim. They might help us out though in our Gemara. Right, as we mentioned, Bali Tosfos and Rashi say only dog and tirish v'yitzar. The Rambam holds all fruit. The Ravid says, the middle sheet, the Ravid says that holds like Rashi and Tosfos in terms of the Chiyuv, but in terms of the Kiyum, if I take off Trumas and Maestros from fruit, it has the status of Trumas and Maestros on a Daraisa level. There's another Shita, the Smag. The Smag and Asay Kuflam and Vav. Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs, Gadol, and the Yireim, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, they both hold, even though Trumas and Maestros are Durabanan by Shar Peros, but that's only by Truma and by Maestro Rishon. For Maestro Sheni, it's Daraisa even by Shar Peros. Wow. That's the Smag and the Yireim, as quoted by the Malbim at the end of Sefer Vayikra, but that's the Smag and the Yireim. It could be that this is one of the Gemaras that tipped them off, because the Gemara is talking about Maaser Sheni ben Esrog. What do you mean Maaser Sheni ben Esrog? If Rashi and Tosfos are right. Oh, maybe Maaser Sheni is different. Maaser Sheni ben Dafka has a more expanded definition than the other Shrumos and Maestros. Very important Shita. Good. We continue on the sixth line. Maskevlar of Papa. Rav Papa says, okay, let's talk about these three halachas. The halacha of chala and matzah and esrog. So bishlama, Rav Papa says, one and three are fine. But what about number two? Bishlama isa dechsev ariso sechem mishalachem. An isa has to be yours in order for the chiv of chala to kick in. Esrog nami dechsev ulakachtem lachem, lachem mishalachem yehei. Lachem, it has to be yours. Right? The esrog has to be yours on the first day. That is why the Shulch, the Gemara, The Gemara in Sukkah, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, so it says that one should not give their child their esrog before their yotzei with it on the first day of Sukkot, because you might be able to give it to them if you assume that could happen on a daraisa level, but you can't get it back from them. Right? Tamali Tosfos, das acheres makre. You could give it to your child on a daraisa level. They can't give it back to you on the first day you need lachem. So that's why you should wait till afterwards, after your yotzei. So I understand by challah, there's a special pasuk that says yours. And by dalin minim, there's a special pasuk that says it has to be yours. Ela matzah miksiv matzah aschem. Doesn't say that matzah has to be yours. Erev tochlu matzos. No pasuk in the Torah. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says matzah has to be yours. So amar Rava v'itema Rav Yemer b'shalmiya as yalechem lechem. It is a gzereshava. A gzereshava that what? Let's read it first. Ksiv hacha lechem oni by matzah. V'ksiv hasam b'haya b'acholchem mi lechem ha'aretz. But it says by the mitzvah of chala, parsha shlach, when you eat from the lechem of the land. Ma lahala mishalachem. Just like over there by chala, that's mishalachem because it says ariso sechem. Afkan mishalachem. So to hear, it is mishalachem. So, what does that mean, that it has to be Mishalachem? So if you look, there's a little letter here from the Ein Mishpat. So you say, Lachem, Lachem. Oh, it has to be yours. Is that a positive, it has to be yours? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam that are quoted here in the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, they don't say it has to be yours. Like in the same way as Dalad Minim and Chala. It's just excluding some other items that have problems in their Bailus, but it's not so much in their Bailus. You know what the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam hold here? Guzzle. Guzzle is not allowed. As we spoke about last week, matzah gzula, that's what's being excluded here. Look in the Rambam, in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, in Hilchos Chamisu Matzah, the Rambam quotes, Ein Adam, this halacha, Ein Adam Yosei Chavaso Ba'achilas Matzah, so what should the Rambam say? She'enu Shalcha, doesn't say that. Shehi asura lo. That's what the Rambam says. A person cannot be yotzi their chova with matzah. That's asur. Kegod she'ach letevel. O ma'aser risho shelo nila trumaso. O shegazla. Or it's stolen. Pashtus, why? Because of mitzvah babavera. The Rambam doesn't say that lashon here. The Rambam has mitzvah babavera in very few contexts. Just like the Gemara has it in very few contexts. But the Rambam doesn't have it here. Even though the Yushalmi does. Ze'aklal, this is the rule. Kol she'mavarchal ala birchas ha-mason, yotzei ba'yidei chavaso. V'kol she'emavarchal ala birchas ha-mason, ein yotzei ba'yidei chavaso. Sounds very much like mitzvah ba'bavera. And that's what the Magen Mishnah says here. The Magen Mishnah says, Osha gazla hu bi'Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi in Chala in Aleph Tes. Tani matzah gzula asur levarich aleha. Amar boshia al shemu botia berich niyetz Hashem. Hada detema betchila. Avo besov damim hu chayev lo. Okay, that's betchila. We're not going to get to what that means now. Does that mean with a shinui done? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein avera mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein mitzvah avera. Very fascinating graphic lashonos in the Yerushalmi. What's the machlokas there? Ein avera mitzvah or ein mitzvah avera? And the Rabbi continues. That's the lashon of the Magen Mishnah explained to the Rambam, but that's the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch as well, here, quotes this halacha about the Gzeira Shava of Lechem Lechem. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? His language in Simin Taf Nun Dalid Siv Dalid. Ein Adam Yotzi Dechavaso B'matza Gizula. B'memer B'vedra Murm Kishikazal Matzah. If you stole a matzah, you're not Yotzi. Avam Gazal Chitim. If you stole wheat and made it into flour, so that's called Shinui, Kone B'Shinui, and then you would be able to use the matzah, you would just be Chayiv to pay back Damim to the owner. So what is the emphasis that we are trying to get across here? What about Sha'ul? What about Matzah Sha'ula? So it could be that just doesn't come up. When do you ever have matzah she'ula? She'ula usually means you're going to give back ba'en what you have. So there's a halacha. You can't use stolen matzah. So memela, that might mean that matzah is always yours. Unless that relates back to the issue that we mentioned a couple of days ago, last week. And that is, if you go to somebody's house, or if you're in a hotel, whatever it is, one should make sure, the Sfas Emma says in Sukkah Lamed Hey, one should make sure, based on this Gemara, which also appears there, that the matzah is being given to you, it's yours. Is it so clear that when a host puts a food in front of a guest, so is that theirs right then or not? Right, that's what we spoke about, the Ramon in Evan Ezer and the Chacham Shlomo. If somebody tries to be Mekadesh with the hamburger that was given to them by the host. But the Sfasema says that one should be careful here, because he says, thinks there's a positive requirement, not just a negation of the negative. Yes, everybody agrees it can't be stolen. But what about the other side? Does it have to be yours? What about if it's just given to you to allow you to eat it? So that is the discussion here. In the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, what's mefurish is only that it cannot be stolen. The Mishnah Berurah here emphasizes this by matzah gzula. He says, therefore, if somebody's baking matzah in a big oven with a bunch of different people, sometimes you put in your doughs, and when you take it out, it could be that you've got the matzahs mixed up, and you took out somebody else's matzah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be careful about that. Kasva poskim, the yesh li zoyer, kisha ofen harbe betaner echad, the harbe pa'amim mischalfin amatzas. They're switched. Nachon she yomru, call me she yagia matzasi li ado, yehelo bimatana. It's not stolen. It's given to him. If you don't do this, it is achshash matzah gzula. V'kasvu o, detov lomar gein gam b'shas techina, even at the time of the grinding. The lefamim, nowadays, most factories buy their own buy flour. They don't grind it themselves. But also, b'shas techina, the lefamim is chalif hakemach. The yish od prat. There's another prat, just to mention, says the Mishnah Berurah. Masha matzli lihikashoba, what is very common. Kigonim kana matzah u'mashachan l'shuso. You bought some matzah. Im hamocher gila daito be'es mechiraso shedachuk lama'os v'neyachol limkar ba'kafa. If he needs the money now, the seller needs the money for Pesach. He doesn't want to give it to you on credit. He needs the money. The alkein ayel v'nafik achra azuze, and you try to get him money. Umadcheu belech v'shov v'nanosin lo. And by the time Pesach comes, you still haven't given him the money. But he had no das to give it to you on credit. He wanted you to pay him ASAP. Midina lokana. You're not kona with that. Why? Because that's stolen. Not per se because it's stolen, it's a problem, that's for yours, but it's stolen. So mefurish you have, this matzah cannot be stolen. But the issue of the Chashuk Yechemet also here discusses other ramifications to the case that we spoke about a couple of days ago in terms of it's not being yours when you're given it by a host. Important discussions. Good. One other har he talks about there, and this the poskim also mentioned, we know that in a matzah bakery, let's say, not a matzah bakery, yeah, well, you're baking matzahs, there are only a few stages, only a few actions that a katan is allowed to do. But a gadol has to be involved in the lisha and in terms of the actual baking, putting it into the oven. There are a few things a katan could do, very few. Maybe making the holes in the matzah, but not much else. What happens if by mistake, like Chashuk Yechemet, she'ila, ma'isa b'mafiyat matzahs, she'la achra afiyas matzahs, after the matzah was baked, it was known that a katan was misasik in the lisha. And the question is, that's a problem, because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says it's a bit tough samach, that there has to be das, there has to be l'shei matzahs. We'll get to more on Amid Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, ein lashin matzahs mitzvah, one that doesn't need the matzahs mitzvah, v'lo ofinosa al yidei eino yehudi. It cannot be done by an eino, it can't be kneaded or baked by a non-Jew, v'lo al yidei cheresh shota v'katan, and not by a cheresh shota v'katan. Why? Because one needs special da'as here for the lisha, and here these people cannot have it. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes what I just mentioned about the holes. Uleini nikur shemenakra namatzos tov lizar lecharchila shlolasos al yadam leini matzos shal mitzvah lecharchila, one shouldn't use them either. But the Bisharatzian quotes that the others, the Taz and others, lecharchila ain't kedai nikar de katan. But then the yesh bekilin baze af lecharchila lasos akavam de katanu kai gavra kibet shagam gedolim odim al gabo vaydeze you harbi ozrim lamar beinasiyasan. You can use them if you need them. Others say maybe you should at least start the process with a gadol and then continue with a katan, because it's called a rishona das rishona hu osef. That is the Mishnah Berurah. But if you look at the continuation, he says you can't do the lishu dafia al yidei katan, aydei katan, bir alacha, ayin Mishnah Berurah, odos hataus, sheminichen katan litein mayin ladocha kemach. Sometimes they let the child, okay, let him pour in the water, but we'll do the kneading. No! That's part of the kneading process. We know from Ilchus Shabbos. right? Just adding liquid could be lisha de oraisa, according to some tanaim. The yoser mizeh yesh tos shenis pashi leiz anashim shekonin kemach shmura lafias matzo same. The gavei menicham uktanim litin mayim l'tocha kemach. The kamatoim heim shechoshev shegivet shekemach umechitim sheshamer meiz ketzira. They think you're yotze because they're using flour that was shmura. No, v'tos gadolu shebachalofen who are ikar halisha v'afia al kitzorach sheyeh bazeh koma same. Hainu nesinas mayim l'tocha isa. V'halisha, v'ha'aricha, v'yeshomim gam haniker, as we said, but that's the machlokes, v'ha'afia al yedei gedolim, v'yakol beferish, l'shei matzah's mitzvah. V'yitzrach sheyomer b'chol matzah, matzah, al yomer kol echad, ma sheyaseh hayom b'yematzah zu, yakol l'shei mitzvah's matzah. And then he says, u'zachrani, I remember, says the Chafetz Chaim, v'yimei nu'urai, when I was younger, Haya, how many times does the Bir Halacha say this? He quotes a personal experience. Haya haminag bi Yisrael shebeis afias hamatzos bal hamatzos haya omer v'chozer la'osim kama pa'amim sheyiskru shimatzos mitzvah. Right, well, that's our minag today in all the matzah factories. L'shei matzos mitzvah. Everybody sings. V'achsha v'yameinu nisrofef haminag hazeh. Mipnei, now this become weak. Mipnei shekama midaktakim likach matzah shmur b'lel ha'seder. V'hamatzah shmur ne'efa b'chol minei hidur. Mipnei shavirov lokanos amei rav ha'ir o mishari tamidei chachamim. V'yakeni midaktakim. Right, they buy their shmura matzahs, the hidden mitzvahs for the seder, and everything else they're not makbid on. Avol be'emes yatzos chareinu bef seidu. Mepnei sof sof rova olam ein lochin matzah shmura. V'yosek is bistam matzah. Ukshatanim oskim minyan elisha ubaricha. When the ktanim are involved, ein yotzin yedei matzah. V'yemkein yoser tov haya haminak shalafnim. Shaya balabayis onev omer matzahs mitzvah lefnei hakol. Shizel ka'omen al gabo. V'yotzi al kalpanim ledei. So that's an important bir halacha in the beginning of Simin Taf Samach. So that's what the Chashuk Yecheved deals with. What happens if a katan did it? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? If you have efshe b'inyan acher, summer makeup. But then he says here, do you have an issue that if a katan is involved in it, there's a concept called uman kone b'sheva kli, that he might be kone it through working through it. So is that an issue? It belongs to the katan. So that's when he talks about the lumdus of that principle of uman kone b'shevach kli. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara. So again, lema mesayale. We just had the three different halachic implications of Maaser Sheni, and then we explained how the third one, even though it doesn't have a lachem, it has a gzeirah shava. Lema Messiah, Isa Shemaisa. Let's try to prove this from the following: Isa Shemaisa Shein. Petura Menachala De Rabbi Meir V'Chamor Mechayeves. Right, so it's a source that says case number one. It says the Gemara Lema Messiah. Hainahach. That's not another brisa that's similar that might be proof. That is the exact same lashon. That's the case. What do you mean Messiah? So the Gemara said no. Hachikamar Lema Midapligi BeIsa Panachnami Pligi. It's a riot. It only quotes one of the cases. We're trying to say, is this a riot to all three cases? Do we say, because there's a machlokas by this one case, there's a machlokas by all three cases also, and it could be a siyua for all three? Oh, Dilma, or do we say no? Shiny Hassam, why does it only say one case there? Dechsev Ariso Sechem, Ariso Sechem, Trey Zimni. It says Ariso Sechem twice to emphasize that the dough has to be yours for the chiv of Chala. But by the other two, it is not a riot. It does not say it twice. And by one case, it doesn't even say it once. We just use it based on a gzeirah shava. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah on Daf Lamed Hey, where this Gemara is also quoted, talking about Maaser Sheni, Rav Chiya Bar Rav has another day. He says you're yotzi with the esrog of Maaser Sheni because you have the heter of achila. That's enough. Meaning even if it's mamon gavoa, it's because you have a heter achila, that is enough to be considered lachem. Wow, so is that enough for chala? Chala has a riso sechem trei zimni. If you have a heter to eat something, he holds, Chibarav holds, that would be enough for Lachem. Says the Brisker Rav, quoting his father, Reb Chaim, what's this svar for this? What's the svar? Madua ein din Lachem talui im yesh lo din mamon, ela heter achila. Why should it be tali on the heter achila? Shouldn't it be tali on din mamon? Is it considered yours or not? But if you have an esrog shol or esrog guzzle, it's not called that. Because it's not lachem. Explains Reb Chaim, this is in the Chudushi Griz in Menachas on Lavav, she'afa pisa ma'ishashini mamon gavoha, nechshav shelo, ela she'inu rashoi lasos bo chafatzav. You gotta look at the rayas. Reb Chaim there brings rayas. But it could be that the lochem of different mitzvos have different rules. That's very interesting. Maaser Sheni and Archala, Matzah, and Lulav, all three of those might have different standards. And what might work for one might not work for the other. So even though Chiya Barav says it by Esrog, that might not work by other cases. Again, you have to look it up. He based it on a Rambam and Hilchos Bikurim, but that is just food for thought. We continue. Boy, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Ma'o sheyatza adam idechovaso, b'chala shal ma'iser sheni b'Yerushalayim. So our question is, what about chala of ma'iser sheni in Yerushalayim? We just spoke about separate cases. We spoke about if somebody has ma'iser sheni dough, is there a chiv of chala or not? If somebody has matzah ma'iser sheni. But now we're going to put them together. What about if you have chala of ma'iser sheni in Yerushalayim? What is the issue? As we'll see in a second. Let's continue first. Ali b'Rabbi Yosi HaGlili lo tibay lecha. According to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who said earlier, as in a minute we'll see what he said, there's no question. Hashta b'chulin lo nafik. We mentioned, according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, you couldn't use matzah of Ma'aser Sheni, period. Chulin. Forget chala. So b'chalosom yiboy. So surely the chala of Ma'aser Sheni you can't use according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Ki tibay lecha lid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said earlier, you could use Ma'aser Sheni matzah. Bechulinu denafik. Do we say only Ma'aser Sheni chulin? Your yotze di mitmu. Why? Because there, even if it would become tameh, we mentioned this 2 days ago. If Ma'aser Sheni would become tameh, usually Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim is not allowed to be redeemed. But if it became tameh, it can be redeemed. So do we say di mitmu yesh lahem etar b'moshavos? You'd be able to take it out, redeem it, and take it out of Yerushalayim, and therefore it's considered b'chamosh v'osechem, and that's why Rabbi Akiva says one can use chulin ma'aser sheni aval chala. But if it's chala of ma'aser sheni, you took it off, meaning it's ma'aser sheni dough, and now you were mafresh chala to give it to the kohanim to eat in Yerushalayim, so it has a double kedusha. Di mitzmi there less laheter b'moshavos ulasreifa azla. The halacha is that if you have chala of ma'aser sheni that becomes tamei in Yerushalayim, it cannot be redeemed; it has to be burned. So lo nafik. So then that's not called b'chamosh v'osechem, and even Rabbi Akiva would agree that one it cannot be yotze their mitzvah matzah with that on Pesach. Oh, Dilma, what do I say no? Amrinan, Hoel, the Ilokara, Alei Shem, the Itmi. Well, since if you hadn't made this into challah, and then it would have become Tameh, it would be able to be considered B'chal Moshe Oseichem. Islet the Moshavos, the Nafik Ba, Hashanami Nafik. So since, you say a Hoel, since if you wouldn't have made a challah, and it would have just been Chulin Ma'aser Sheni, and it would have become Tameh, you would be able to redeem it and take it out. So too, even though you called it Shem Challah, it's still connected enough to be considered Moshavos. That is the question. It happens to be Chal, it happens to be Ma'aser Sheni, but separately it wouldn't be a problem, so maybe you don't put them together. So saying Hoel. Ikeda Amrei, or we have a different version of the question. Havadi Loti Bailacha, Davadi Amrina Hoel. Or maybe we say within Rabbi Akiva, no, he would definitely say here that it would be considered Moshavos. I'll give it Chala of Ma'aser Sheni, and you would be able. Why? Because since if you hadn't made a Chala, so too even if you did make it Chala. Kiti Boy Lecha, the Machlokes, the question about Rabbi Akiva is the following case. Add in one more factor. Chala HaLakuach Mekesav Ma'aser Sheni, the Chala that was bought with Ma'aser Sheni money. Not challah from actual Ma'aser Sheni dough, but challah that was bought with Ma'aser Sheni money. Why, what's the issue there? V'yaliba d'Rabbanan lo tibay lecha. And here we're going to get into a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, there's no question. What do the Rabbanan hold? We'll get to. They hold it can be redeemed. Kivan d'amri yipadeh. Since they say challah that was bought with Ma'aser Sheni money can be redeemed and taken out, hainu d'Ma'aser. That's the same thing as Ma'aser. Just like Ma'aser can be taken out, so too the challah that was bought with Ma'aser Sheni money. Kitibay lecha liba d'Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Yikaver, who says Chala of Ma'aser that was bought with Ma'aser Sheni money that became Tameh must be buried. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, is that called Moshavos? Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, they are in Ma'aser Sheni. Halakua because of Ma'aser Sheni. Shenitma Yipadeh. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yikaver. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Mi Amrinan Hol V'ilo Lakua Chave. If I didn't buy it. Ilo lakuachave, hoavolo kara, ale shame, the itmi yishlo hetemoshavos, the nafik bay hajanam and nafik bay, meaning two hoels. if I wouldn't have bought it, if I wouldn't have been kari shame to make it challah. Both of those hoels, I say, if both of those wouldn't have happened, so it's still bimahus bechefsa, connected in theory, conceptually, to chutz l'Yerushalayim, and therefore you can use it for matzah. O dilma, chad hoel amrinan, shrei hoel lo amrinan. Oh, you can't say that about so many factors. You could say a hoel once. Since if you wouldn't have done A, you can't say since if you wouldn't have done A and B, it would be able to be taken out. That's too much. And therefore you wouldn't say that. Amar Rava, mistavra shem ma'aser chadu. Rava thinks that you would be able to be yotzi with it, with matzah. It's all ma'aser. Last Rashi, v'chi heichi de nafik b'ma'aser gufei, nafik b'chalaso. Ho'el v'shem chala lo nafik ba'alma michlau matzah. Lo nafik ba'alma michlau matzah. Chala is not really an exclusion from matzah. U nafik nami b'chalas lakuach. And therefore, we're not so machmir, and therefore you could use this according to Rabbi Akiva within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, even in this circumstance where you're going to have to say two hoels. Okay, so all we just did in the past 15 lines was talking about, again, the halacha, the root halacha is according to machlok. We had a machlokas earlier between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, whether you could use matzah meister sheni. So that was a machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Glili says yes, and no, and Rabbi Akiva says yes. So within Rabbi Akiva, who says yes, how far do you go with that? That's all we did. How far do you go with Rabbi Akiva that allows you to eat, use meister sheni? So what about challah of meister sheni? What about challah that was bought with meister sheni money? And so in those two cases, do we say that theoretically it had an earlier stage where it was shayach to moshavos, b'chom moshvosechem, where it would have been able to be taken out of Yerushalayim, so too now you could use it? Or do we say no? You don't say that hoel. You just look at right now. You look at the reality. You don't look at what could have been. You look at what there is. And what there is an item that cannot be taken out of Yerushalayim. And lamaskana, we are mekel. Once we're talking about Meister Sheni, wanted to mention, I got an email about this too, so I just wanted to mention where the source is. The Sefer HaChinuch, it's a beautiful Sefer HaChinuch, in Simin Shin Samach. Shin Samach, it's by the mitzvah of Meiser Behema. But he quotes there Meiser Sheni, talking about the issue of the Shorash HaMitzvah, the Hashkafa by the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni, about having to go up to Yerushalayim in years 1, 2, 5, and 6. 1, 2, 4, and 5, I'm sorry. And he quotes, what's the point of having somebody go to Yerushalayim? He says, because either the father or a son will go to Yerushalayim. Al kalpanim, o yelech sham baal hamamon, atzmo. And what do you do in Yerushalayim? You learn Torah. You go to Shiurim. You're inspired by the Kohanim. O yishlach sham echan mi banav she yilmot sham, v'yenizon ba'osan peiros. What's he going to do while he eats the Meister Sheni food? He's going to sit and learn there. O mitokach, and through this, says the Sefer HaChinuch, there is an assurement. There is a way to make sure that in every single household, there's somebody that is inspired and can inspire the others when they come back from Yerushalayim. Umitokach yeh b'chol bayis u'bayis mikol Yisrael ish chacham yodea ha-Torah. There should be somebody who's a chacham yodea ha-Torah in every family. Tell about the family. Asher yelamid b'chacham aso kol beis aviv, who will teach the rest of the family. Uvechein timali ha-aretz deyas Hashem. And through this, the entire world will be filled with Das of Hashem. Go by one family and it'll spread. Or if there's one rabbi or 10 rabbis in the city, there'll be a lot of people in the city that don't have this specific personal connection with that leader, and then they won't be able to, you know, to be inspired. But if there's a teacher in every house, it's the one that goes to Yerushalayim that's inspired. The bracha of anaskati mishkani besocham v'yisam li la'am v'anochi ayel lachem le'lokim. That's the Sefer HaChinuch, Meister Sheni. Why? We always want to make sure there was one person that is went to Yerushalayim, that learned in Yerushalayim, that was inspired by the Kohanim of Yerushalayim, and that person could be a mashpia tov to the rest, for the rest of the family. Okay. So now we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said earlier, we had on Daf Lamed Hay, when we spoke about what you could use for the mitzvah of matzah, we mentioned that the last part of the Mishnah, Chalos HaToda U'Rekike Nazir. Chalos U'Rekike Nazir, what does that mean? Right? What is that referring to? The chalos of a karban todah. We know the karban todah comes with 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah. 10 of them are chametz. And the rekigi nazir of them are come with matzah. So, what if one wants to use those for matzah on Pesach? So the mission was bachalik. If you made them for yourself, you cannot, meaning for yourself to use as karbanos, you cannot use them. If you made them to sell in the shuk, you could use them. What's the difference? Says the Gemara. Minani mili. How do you know that difference? Amar Rava to Amar Kra. How do you know? The Gemara is asking that you need to have made them lishma. Amar Rava to Amar Kra. Ushmartem es amatzos. The shmira has to be of the matzos, and we darshin matzah hamish tameres l'shem matzah. Matzah that's shomer l'shem matzah. That's what could be used. Yatzazu she hamish tameres l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. Unlike this, they were made l'shem carbon nazir. They were made l'shem carbon toda. That's the exclusion by matzah. What if somebody has stam das, no das by matzah? Pashas will be okay. If he's not taking carbon, then he should say l'shem mitzvahs matzah, l'shem mitzvahs matzah, but even without saying that specifically, stama is l'shem mitzvahs matzah, so to speak. Mashenkin here, it's l'shem zevach, and therefore, that is undermining of the kavana that it is needed. Rashi on top, kol shimer shata mishamra, shelo tachmis hit kavein l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. Have kavana you're doing l'shem matzah. Rav Yosef Almer, Amar Kra, shivas yame matzah tochelu. Different pasuk. 7 days, eat matzah. Matzah hanecheles l'shivas hayamim. Set matzah that you can eat theoretically for 7 days. That's the matzah that you yotze with. Yotzezu, excluding these matzahs that go along with their karbanos. Shein necheles l'shivas hayamim el yom ha'ayla. Right, you can only eat this for day and night, according to Rev Yosef, and that's the exclusionary pasuk. So we have two drashas. Tani gavazi derava, tani gavazi Rev Yosef. We have a brisa that explicitly states these two drushes. Tani Gavasi the Rabba says, Yachol, Rabba not Rava, Yachol ye alti de chobaso, bechaloso de rikigi nazir, tamalomar, shmatem azamatzos, matzah, mshemers l'shem matzah, yasuzu, shenem shemers l'shem matzah, el l'shem zevach. Right, the drusha number one. Tani Gavasi Rav Yosef, we have a brisa that supports Rav Yosef. Also, it's not just an amora, but it's a brisa. Yachol yetze adam yide chobaso, bechalos toda, urikike nazir. One might think you could use them. Tamalomar shivas yamim matzos tochelu. Matzah hanecheles l'shiva, yatzuzush inecheles l'shiva el yom balayla. Right? You have the both prices that are explicit. So again, like the Shulchan Aruch that I read earlier in Siman Tav Samach, the Lisha and the Afiyah, the whole process from Shmira at the beginning through when it's supposed to do that, l'shem matzah. Interesting, Rush is quoted. Not many times does the Shulchan Aruch quote a name of a Rishon. Not too many times. A few times he quotes the name of a Rishon, right? Hilchos Tzitzis, he quotes the Machlokas and others. But here in Hilchos Pesach, here he doesn't even quote a Shita. He just quotes a behavior of a Rishon, which is very unusual. The Shulchan Aruch says, Harash, he quotes Rabbeinu Asher, the Rush. Harash haya mishtadel b'matzas mitzvah va'omed al asiyasa u'mizareis ha'oskim bahem. The Rosh was himself involved personally in the Matzah's Mitzvah. He stood on the he was there when they made it, and he was Mizaris, those who were osing in it, and he helped with the Aricha. V'chein ro'i l'chol adam l'asos l'hitapel hu ba'atzmo b'mitzvah. He himself should do the Mitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Mishnah Berura, obviously, based on this Gemara at the beginning of Second Berakah in Kiddushin, Mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. It's a mitzvah for him to do it more than a shliach to do it. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, like the Gemara has. Interesting, though, that Gemara only has that in Kiddushin, in Daf Mem, the beginning of the second parak, only by Kavod Shabbos and by marriage. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho does not have it by too many mitzvahs. Big Shaila, why is that? Does that apply by every mitzvah? Are there limitations where we would say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho? Right, even marriage itself. It's important machlokas related to that. Marriage, is marriage a mitzvah? So that's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam says marriage is a mitzvah. Ki yikach. Separate from the mitzvah of puravu, getting married is a mitzvah. The Rush of Maseches Ksubis in the first parak says no way. The rest of getting married is not a mitzvah. It's a heksher mitzvah for puravu. So you see from that Gemara, if you plug in the Rush is saying that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho applies even by heksher mitzvahs. Not by actual mitzvahs. That's how the Rosh would have to say, because the Rosh holds marriage is not a mitzvah, and yet the Gemara applies mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho by marriage. Maybe that's the Rosh l'shitaso, because the Rosh here is being osik personally in the hachanas of the matzahs. That's not the mitzvah, that's a heksher mitzvah. The mitzvah is eating the matzah. But the Rosh here was mishtadel to do it himself, because of the heksher mitzvah. So it might be the Rosh l'shitaso, how he understands that Gemara. Okay, let us continue. The Mishnah Berurah quotes also Api Kabbalah, V'yatriach atzmo b'matzas mitzvah ashi yischamim v'yaziyah. Try to even sweat in the bake, in the matzah process. There's a tikkun gadol la'avon hachomor ha'arizal. Kabbalistically, it helps out. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so we just had two different drushes, teaching us, how do you know that if you have matzah that was made to be for a karban, nazir, or toto, you're not allowed to use that on Pesach. V'tepekle, says the Gemara, have a different way. V'tepekle mi lechemoni. Why don't you just learn it from the fact that this matzah being used for, that was supposed to be used for a karban is not lechemoni. Misha ne'echal ba'aninus. Matzah only something that could be in ba'aninus. Yatzah zesh, you know, ne'echal ba'aninus el basimcha. This has to be in basimcha. This matzah, it's a karban. So some like Rabbi Akiva, Damar Aniksiv. Maybe I like Rabbi Akiva. The darshan's ani, not relating it to oni with an aleph, and therefore, like we had 2 days ago, and therefore that he doesn't hold of that drasha. V'tevegle davile mitzvah matzah ashira. Aye, what about the fact that it's matzah ashira? Right, you have oil in there in the menachas. So Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yisiu meschalekas ilakama chalas. It's such a tiny amount of oil that's split up amongst the chalas. It's not even considered matzah ashira. It's such a tiny amount. V'tevegle de'ena ne'echalas b'chol moshavos. Aye, why don't you learn it from the fact that you can't eat these matzahs, b'chol moshavos, only in Yerushalayim, right? It's part of Kachay Kalim. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim, you can't eat it outside. Amarei Shlakish, no, it must be, this is a raya. The fact that we don't use this drasha, it must be that this is a raya, that there was a time in history when you were allowed to eat it anywhere, and it was not limited. And that's why you can use it for matzah. Zoso meres, chalas, tod, rekike, nazir, nechalin, benov, vigivon. Nov and Givon, the place where Bnei Yisrael brought sacrifices, then they set up the Mizbeach, called the Bama Gedola, right? It was in between the times throughout their sojourn when they did not have a Mishkan in place with the Aron. As we know, we had the Mishkan in the Midbar. They came into Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. It was in Gilgal for a little bit, but then they built it in Shiloh for 369 years. But then before they had a Beis HaMikdash, they were in Nov and Givon, and that time there was a Heter Bamos, but there was a Bama Gedola in Nov and Givon, and Bama Katanis were outside of Nov and Givon. But it sounds like, says Reish Lakish from here, that Chalas and Tod Rekik and Nazir were eaten in Nov and Givon, where there was no limit. There were no Kla'im in those time periods. You could eat it anywhere. So that must be why that's not a violation of Bakol Mo Shavos. Period. Stop there for a minute. A couple of points to mention. Number one is Tosfos. Tosfos here quotes, Nechal Benova Givon. Aye, so these two are not a violation because the matzahs of these karbanos, they can be eaten in Nov and Givon. Rabbeinu Nisim, Hikshar Rabbeinu Nisim going to him came 1 second. Heichim might Bikurim, Mikom Bakom HaShavos. We had earlier, we excluded Bikurim, right? Chitim of Bikurim because of Bakom HaShavos. For Bikurim, Chavik Chova HaKafu Elam Zman. But Bikurim is a Chova that has a separate time period, right? You only bring it, as we had, from Shavuos to Sukkos, maybe Vikari, Imkain, so they also should have been able to be brought in Nov and Givon, because Nov and Givon had all the items that were Kavua Lahem Zman. So, what's the difference between Bikurim and the matzahs of these karbanos? Asked Tosfos, Rabbeinu Nisim. Answers, Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, De Bikurim, Ho, V'yesh Lahem Zman, Gadol, Kol Kach, Lo Chashev Zman Kavua. Wow. Zman Kavua means it has a limited time. If it has a very long time, even though it's a limited time, so then it's not called Zman Kavua, and therefore it would not have been brought in Nov and Givon. That's the first day, that's the Rabbeinu Nisim. For Rashba Mefarish, the Rash says, different answer. No, Mishem Hachi Avi Bikurim Chova, it's different. Chova She'en Lam Zman Kavua, it's not called Zman Kavua. And therefore it would not have been brought in Nov and Givon. Why? Because what if you don't have any fruit? It's not that you have a chova to bring bikurim. What if you have no fruit? Nothing grew that year. You don't have any trees. So you don't bring bikurim. Kavua l'mizman means something that you have to bring. You have to bring. You have a chiv to bring. Right? If you're in that situation. So toda or kike nazir, that would be considered chova ha-kavua l'mizman. Right? You might say, well, what do you mean? If you have a tree, you have to bring it. Right? If you are a nazir, but Tosfos is not machalik, that would be. Either way, 2 days in Tosfos. 2 days in Tosfos, whether Bikurim, one might formulate it as the following. 2 days in Tosfos, whether Bikurim are called a mitzvah shekavua lohem zman. What are the 2 days in Tosfos arguing about? The 2 days arguing about. If you look in the Ginas Egos or Shechtu Sefer, in Simin Nunhei, he discusses this these 2 days, and he says it could be that it's relating to a machlokes that comes up in the middle of Maseches Beitza. You know, Maseches Beitza and Daf Yutes. There's a machlokes between Bishamai and Bishilo whether you're allowed to bring Olas Re'ia on Yantif. Olas Re'ia, right? Shalmei Chagiga you could bring on Yantif because that's a Shlamim, and the Bialim get to eat some of it, and therefore it's Lachem. But an Ola is all to Hashem. So Olas Re'ia on Yantif, is that really Lachem? Bishamai says you can't bring an Olas Re'ia on Yantif. You can bring it the whole Yantif, you can bring it the Chalamoi, the other days of Yantif. And Bishilo said, no, you're allowed because it's Zmano Kavua. Zmano Kavua? What do you mean Zmano Kavua? Beishamai also agrees it's a Zmano Kavua. Zmano Kavua has to be brought on Yantif. Beisilo says Zmano Kavua is enough to be Doche and bring it on that day of Yantif. So in that context, if Schechter explains, well, it seems to be a machlokes, how do you define Zmano Kavua? That's the question. Beishamai, Beisilel, and there might be differences between Zmano Kavua of Shavis and Zmano Kavua of Yantif. But then he relates it to our Gemara in our Tosfos in Misachat Pesachim here. Ulefi Pshuto Bahachi Pligi. This is what the machlokas is between Rabbi Donisim going in the Rashbi Shans. Be'eza Hagdara Shel Zmano Kavua Yesh Lishtami Shama. Which Hagdara of Zmano Kavua do you use? Do you use here? Right? There's a more limited definition, a more expansive definition. But that's the machlokas here about Zmano Kavua. The other way to understand this about whether it be Kurim or Zmana Kavua, this is meshed by a number of the Achronim. How do you define what a Zman Grama means? I think we had a Dapi'in Shir about this a couple of years ago. Zman Grama. It starts out with a famous Ramban. It could be a mistake in the Ramban, but the Ramban says Sfiras HaOmer in Maseches Kedushin. Sfiras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama. Ask the Velt. It's not a Zman Grama. It's the biggest Zman Grama that there is. How can you say Sfiras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama? So some Achronim say, well, maybe it's based on... So some say it's a mistake in the Ramban. It's a mistake, and it said Samachay. It should have meant Sviras HaZava, not Sviras HaOmer. Oh, different pshatim, maybe it's a Toa Sofer. But if you say the Ramban is correct, which sounds like it's correct, because he's quoted in more than one place, and he's quoted by other Rishonim, well, how would Sviras HaOmer not be Zman Grama? So it's the same answer that Rav Shlomo Kluger gives for Kiddush Levana. How could Kiddush Levana, he suggests that Kiddush Levana is not a Zman Grama. And that's why the Magen Avraham has to give a different reason why women don't do Kiddush Levana. He doesn't just say it's a Zman Grama. Why isn't that a Zman Grama? Zman Grama means where something exists always, but only now it's a mitzvah. I could have a lulav today, but it's not a mitzvah. Only on Sukkot it's a mitzvah. That's Zman is Goreim the mitzvah. But if the Zman is Goreim the mitzius, that the situation that creates the conditions for the mitzvah, so that's not called a Zman Grama. That's Zman is Gorim the conditions, not Zman is Gorim the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, the bracha of Kiddush Levana is only to make a bracha when the moon is getting bigger. So in the second half of the month, it's not that there's no mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah, you don't have the moon getting bigger. You don't have the mitzius of the mitzvah, you don't have the conditions for the mitzvah. Today I have a lulav, so I have all the conditions for the mitzvah, it's just not a mitzvah today. But if I don't have the conditions for the mitzvah, that's something more basic. That's not called a Zman Grama. So that's maybe why Kiddush Levana is not a Zman Grama. That's maybe why Sfiras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama. Sfiras HaOmer is counting the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So after Shavuos, it's not that, you could count today between Pesach and Shavuos, but it's not a mitzvah. No, you can't count today between Pesach and Shavuos. The mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. So that's what's suggested by the Rav Shlomo Kluger by Kiddush Levana and Yerucham Fisher Perlau by Sfiras HaOmer. So one can say the same real idea, they say, by Bikurim. Bikurim, the mitzvah is to bring it between Pesach, between Shavuos and Sukkot. So that's not a Zman Grama. So that might be also what's behind this machlokas about Bikurim, how to define something that's Kavu Elohim Zman. Good, let's finish up. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Eloi. Sha'alti es Rabbi Eliezer, Maushi Yasa Adam Machalas, Hodr Kiginazir. Can you be Yotze? I asked Rabbi Eliezer, can you be Yotze with these chalas, these matzahs of the karbanos? Amar Lelo Shamati. He said, I don't know, I didn't hear. But Sibba Sha'alti es Lufir Rabbi Yeshua. I then asked Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Li. Hari Amar, Chalas Hodr Kiginazir, Asan La'atzbo, Ain Adam Yosi Debehen, Limkar, Yosi Behem, Limkar Bashok Yosi Behem. So Rabbi Yeshua told me, It's a Mishnah. When I went back to Rabbi Eliezer and told him, Amar li bris, he says, wow, bris is a lashon shvua, by covenant. Hein hein advarim she'nemru l'moshe misinai. That's an awesome statement. That must be the true Mesorah. And that was what was said at Sinai. Ika da Amri, or others say it was rhetorical. Bris. Hein hein advarim she'nemru l'moshe misinai vo time abai. What, you're just saying this? What kind of, what's the reason for that? It doesn't make sense to me. The time am I, and what's the reason? Why, if you say that you need kavana, proper kavana, so why do you say if you made it to sell in the shuk, it would be good enough? Amar Rabba, call the shuk imluche mimlach. When you make it for yourself, then you have perfect kavana. But if you sell it for your shuk, you always have in the back of your mind that, you know what, I might change my mind, I might sell it here, I might sell it there. Amar imizdavin mizdavin. I always have in mind from the beginning that if it sells, ilo mizdavin, efik buhuana. And if not, I'm going to use it. So you always have that bidyevet kavana in the back of your mind, and that's good enough for the mitzvah of matzah. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, we will continue. Next time with the mitzvah of Maror on the horizon.